Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
I'm back.
You are back. Welcome back, Randy Harris.
I had such a good time in Philadelphia.
Did you?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Well, like, I know you went to obviously do the Rocky stuff
twice.
But what were the things you did that you haven't done before on any of your escapades?
A lot of stuff to get to. Action-packed show. A lot of conversation. I'm laying the groundwork real quick, and then we'll get back to Philly.
Sure.
Obviously, we're going to talk about Ladd's coach. I talked to somebody last night, I won't say his name, plays in the NFL, disagrees with me. I'm so shocked. We'll talk about that. I've talked to Ryan Bader since his fight. We'll talk about that. BKFC, UFC coming up. I want to talk about Chuck Liddell and all the people that posted crap, you know, instantly. That's why you don't post stuff instantly, especially when you know all the facts. I didn't post anything.
Right.
So we'll get to all that, but I didn't know, and you know, when my brother and I went up a couple years ago, we did everything, and we went to Rocky's house and got chased by the crackhead, and this time there was about 8 cops on bikes, on bicycles,
okay,
just camped out there.
All right.
So we sat and we talked to them, but I don't know if it's the coolest thing, but I did not know that there was a fake gravesite for Adrian and Paulie.
Really?
At a real cemetery. So we went into the real cemetery, and then, you know, went over to the tube, but they're fake grave sites, you know. So we'll get back into the whole Philly talk and all that kind of stuff. As we do each and every Wednesday, we're fortunate enough to go via the telephone out to Las Vegas as we get ready for another UFC weekend.
Mm-hmm.
On the phone with us right now, and she's been on before. Let's welcome back Randa Marcos. Randa, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Welcome back to the show. I know this is just the start. We get to do all these interviews, and you do all these interviews on Wednesday at the start of Fight Week. What is a Fight Week like for you, especially, 18 now UFC Fight Weeks down?
It's changed a lot over the years. I feel more relaxed now, whereas before it was more stressful and, like, worrying and everything. So it's kind of like another day at the office now, and I was blessed to have this many opportunities, so it's just nice to chill and just enjoy it.
I've been asking all the athletes over the now, year and a half, you know, in the past I would always say, you know, this is a work trip, not, you know, vacation, so you don't hit the strip, you don't go out, you don't walk around. But how different is it that you really can't, and I know things are lightening up a little, but you really can't get out into a city now. Does that make it harder being basically told you can't go and walk around or whatever?
Actually, they've changed it for this time, but the last 4 times that I've been here, I wasn't able to leave, and it really did suck because you feel like, you know, you're isolated and you can't do anything. But now for this fight, they've lifted a lot of the restrictions, so we're able to get out and enjoy the city a little bit and just get out of the hotel. So it's been really nice.
Yeah, that's cool. How do you get through the next couple days? I mean, do you watch movies, play video games, just, you know, sit around and talk? Or, you know, how will you basically count down the next couple days to what I like to call Christmas on Saturday when you get to back into the octagon and do what you do best?
Yeah, it's just basically just relaxing. It's really boring. People don't realize, like, they think it's exciting, you know, being a fighter is so exciting and everything. But it's honestly just, we need to relax and go over some of the moves, of course, and some of the, you know, get some sweat in. But most of the time, just watching TV, going for a walk around the block, and that's pretty much it. Wait for the big day.
What's the craziest, strangest, funniest, stupidest, whatever thing that's ever happened, either to you or involving you in the middle of a fight?
Craziest thing is hitting somebody with my foot with no force behind it and then playing dead.
That sounds like what my granddaughter does.
Ever happened to me.
That's crazy. Give me your thoughts on
in a million years that something like that would happen, and it did.
That's now going to be in what our top five or top ten of all time answers. Your thoughts on your opponent?
She's aggressive. She's well rounded. I'm really excited to get in there with her. You're going to see a brawl because I think we're both pretty similar when it comes to that. And yeah, I'm excited for this one.
How much time do you or does your camp spend on, you know, looking at tape or whatever of your opponent? Or is it really not even, you know, play out because it's what you're going to do, not what can be done to you?
Yeah, that's pretty much my mindset now. And I have my corner watching my opponent for this fight. And I'm not going by, like, a play-by-play, like, this is what she's going to do. I like them to watch it and to know, like, if let me know if there's anything I should look for. But other than that, anything different, you know, and other than that, it's just focused on me and what I'm going to do and how I'm going to win this fight.
Randy, can you express what you're feeling, what you're thinking in the middle of a fight? I mean, do you know that you're having a good time in the middle of a fight, or is it just you're reacting on instinct?
It's a little bit of everything. I don't know. I'm acting on instinct, but then at the same time, you're worried about, like, when they hit you, like, does that look good on the judges? What are the judges looking for? You know, it does go through my mind. I try to keep it out of my mind and just worry about the focus on the moment. And when everything's just hitting right, you know, yeah, it does feel fun. And you feel that, like, oh, this feels good. I don't know. It's always different.
Can you watch fights? I'm assuming you do, but, you know, when you're watching fights, can you watch it as a fan, or are you always trying to pick up things and learn things and always, you know, improve your game from watching other fights?
Yeah, I'm definitely, when I watch other fights, it's weird. Like, if I'm not fighting the opponent, I can pick out what people are doing, like, wrong, and, like, what I would fix, and like, I can pick out, like, the flaws. But when I'm fighting somebody, or, you know, like, if I'm going to fight somebody, I look at their, when I'm watching a fight, I instantly their strengths stick out to me. So I try not to watch fights like or my opponent, especially if I'm fighting them. So it's different. It's always like more of studying than just enjoying it, no matter
right.
who's fighting, if I'm watching.
You know, I try to, but as a judge here in the state of Florida, and I always talk about this, that, you know, I always hate when fans or even media or whatever, you know, tries to say who won a fight when they don't watch all 5 minutes, you know, of every round. So in order for me to enjoy a fight as a fan and not as a judge, I'll look away for like 10 seconds just because then I can't judge the fight. I can't say who won because I didn't watch the whole thing. And that's the only way that I'm unable to, you know, to watch it as a fan.
Yeah, it's everybody sees it differently too. So I don't know. I have to watch the entire thing if I'm going to make a judgment. The same thing.
Right. Exactly.
So Randa, I know you're a pharmacy tech. I know you're in the, you know, you actually have a career other than fighting if you choose to. But you know, how much do you love this sport because of the travel and to go to new places? I know when you're in Brazil, you extended your stay and went to the Statue of Christ and things. Do you really enjoy, do you extend all of your trips based on where the fights are, or is it just for certain times?
It depends. If I've never been there before, I definitely like to see the place. And during fight week, I can't really do any of that, so I'll extend my stay. Even like now, I guess I'm going to go to San Diego after this and just enjoy it. Because like, fight camps are really rough and really tough on you, and especially being away from my family and stuff. Now that I'm in Texas, I like to make the most of, you know, I'm already traveling, might as well extend it a little bit, enjoy the moment. And I really do love what I do, and I can't see myself going back as a pharmacy technician after this. So you got to enjoy the moment.
So I don't know if you've heard the legendary story about Dr. Davison and Randy Harris, who you're on the radio with now live. But when they went to see the Statue of Christ, they actually were pulled over.
It wasn't the same day, but whatever. You're butchering the story.
I mean, well, if you'd like to finish it, but tell your story about how you were held at gunpoint by the police.
It's another story. We won't go into that. But but I do want to ask you this, because I'm old and you know, I don't remember a lot of things, and it's kind of like a fish story. you know, every day, every week, every month that goes by, that walk up the mountain to the Jesus statue seems to get longer and longer. How far was that walk from when they get you out of the van until you walk up to the top?
It was a pretty long walk, but I didn't really notice it because it was just such a beautiful, amazing view. It was, the ride was pretty long, but still, like I said, it was just such a beautiful view and kind of scary because you're so high and you're like literally at the edge of the mountain. It was pretty intense, but I didn't really notice how long it was. I also really love nature, and I don't mind going on hikes and stuff, so maybe it's different for me.
If you could have one dream fight in a dream city, where would it be?
I would love to fight in the Middle East, like especially like Iraq, and that obviously maybe that would never happen, but yeah, back in my where I was born, I would love that. That would be a dream come true for me.
And who knows?
Yeah,
you know, maybe you definitely never know. Final thing for you before we talk about the fight itself. Do you collect anything? You know, I've covered the UFC since UFC 11. You know, I see fans getting autographs and pictures and memorabilia and whatever. Do you collect A, your memorabilia, and B, is there anything else that you do collect?
I do definitely do collect my wraps, my hand wraps, and my gloves. After every fight, I do have a lot of stuff. I just haven't had a chance to give it away. But yeah, it's just like my fight stuff is just. And I do collect, like, if I've been to somewhere different, I like to get something to remind me of. You know, say I went to Brazil, I get something from there, and just like anything. Oh, I do also collect keychains for every place that I fought and every place that I've been.
Very cool. Oh, if you could collect one thing. And you'll know why in a second. Well, you do know why, Matt. I'm asking this. If you could collect one item from anything, anywhere, of any time, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Food. If I could collect food, I just love food. Yeah. I love trying all different kinds of food. And if there's some way I could, like, bring that back with me and keep it, I would collect food.
What's the best food, you know, that you've ever experienced in your travels?
I think like going to any steak place in Brazil was really nice. Eating steak. So we went to this one restaurant and they had like the raw steak there, and they had like a little grill in front of us, and you just take your steak, season it, and grill it in front of you. That was amazing. That was an amazing experience and amazing meat. That was just really cool.
The restaurants in Rio were outstanding. But if you get a chance, when you run across Dr. Davidson, ask him to tell you the pizza story in Amsterdam. and I'll leave it at that. Finally, you know, what can the fans expect on Saturday when you get back in the octagon for your 18th time?
Yeah, this is a big fight for me. It's a really big fight for me. I've been working hard, and I've been focused and planning on a brawl. So you can expect a brawl, and you can expect me to leave it all in the cage on Saturday.
Awesome. We're looking forward to it. Have fun. Thank you for your time. I know that we got your mailing address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, some socks from Odd Socks. Where do you get these? These are awesome. And a pair of earbuds from Jabra Electronics.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time. Randa Marcos, back in it. Like I said, the 18th time that she'll be in the octagon, and she definitely brings it.
Yeah, she brings it.
Looking forward to it. All right, let's go hit a quick break. Coming to you live from the dungeon. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, it's Dick Vitale of ESPN and ABC. Hey, let me tell you something. You're talking sports with Randy Harris, baby. You better listen. He's awesome with a capital A.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their premier gala, Tuxes and Tales, Enchanted Scotland, on October 23rd at the Tampa Convention Centre. This black tie event will feature adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk. This event sells out every year. Make sure you purchase your tickets and sponsorships today. Become a sponsor or purchase tickets at TuxesTalesTampa.com.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
I really want to know where my pizza is. You made a comment. You found the greatest pizza place.
I did.
I wasn't hungry at the time.
You said you weren't hungry.
I'm now hungry.
Well, you missed the boat.
No. You better.
Timing is the secret.
You're about to lose the boat. I want to send out, in case they're listening, a shout out to Center City Pretzel. So, Philadelphia has always been known for, at least, you know, when I was stationed there and all that kind of stuff, and when we would go up as kids to go see the family, you would always see these tables. Basically, it's just a table on the middle of the street.
Okay.
And there's pretzels in those little brown bags, and you buy a bag, it's like, you know, $18,000 for a dollar. Now it's not quite that. So we found a place that's only open in the morning. Now, Greg Hendrick and I tried to find a place late at night many years ago. This is basically the same place. They're open like 6 to 10.
Okay.
I walked in. I got 8, or was it 4? I don't remember. I think it might have been 4. 2 for me, 2 for Steve. Piping hot. Philadelphia soft pretzels.
Okay.
I would consider flying back to Philly just to go to Center City Pretzel.
Okay.
I would consider doing a radio show, and all you have to do is feed me pretzels.
That's not a bad idea.
And I would consider that. Philadelphia was awesome. It was truly awesome. Now, I have a typical what we think of Philadelphia people. Okay. I have one of those stories, and I have a shocking Philadelphia story.
Okay.
Good, bad.
All right.
Which do you want first?
Well, let's go with the fact that they're the worst fan base of all fan bases. They boo Santa Claus, and let's just go with the worst.
First of all, they didn't boo Santa Claus.
They did.
They booed an imposter who was sitting in the stands watching the game. So they, in fact, didn't boo Santa Claus. We've talked about that. So Steve and I go to a restaurant. which is basically in the complex of all the stadiums. You know, all three are like there,
okay.
Which is awesome because you're able to use the parking. You know, you can use three. For all, well, really all four, because you know the in the one is basketball and hockey, baseball, and then football.
Okay.
So there's a place there, similar to, I'm sure, you know, every location has a place like this. So we order some wings. I'm eating my wings. Steve's running around. I'm sure you saw.
Why would you eat wings in Philly?
How many cheesesteaks can I eat? I ate nine in 2 days.
Scrapple, you know, so you,
I had scrapple.
You eat the buffalo wings in Buffalo.
Oh, I agree with you, but I'm not going to Buffalo. And I think it was more to the point that Steve and I, neither one of us were hungry.
Okay.
And I was going to be in the press box, so I'm not going to spend a lot of money for food. The moral of the story is when we showed the server the fly in our blue cheese.
Okay.
And this was her response. What?
Well, did they charge you for the protein?
Well, that's what we joked. We asked that. We said, are we going to be charged for the protein?
Of course.
I, then as we were leaving, I talked to a security person who sent a manager over, and I said the same thing. And you know what she said? And I said, are we being charged for the protein? It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But that's Philadelphia. You know, everybody else might say, what do you want? They just laughed. That's Philadelphia.
Okay.
So before the game, this is why we were not hungry. We went back to the Reading Terminal, which is the one of the greatest places on earth. Fantastic. I could live in the Reading Terminal. You really can.
You can.
You know, because of the food. I'm sure there's a bathroom. You could probably shower somehow. So when we went back, I went to go put money in. Well, it was really the card. You stick the card in to pay for the parking. And there was a meter person. I don't know what they're called.
Oh, they're on the parking wars. Don't they do that TV show?
Then? Not anymore.
Oh.
But I said to her, and Steve will verify, I said, I love Parking Wars. It's the greatest show on TV.
And it was filmed there, right?
Philly and Detroit.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it's legendary. And if you haven't seen it, people, you need to see this. It's phenomenal.
People lose their minds.
Lose it.
And when they get booted, they try to drive with the boot
right,
on.
With the boot on.
The whole front axle off the car.
You know, and they yell stuff. And it's just, it's Philadelphia that's best. So I say to this young lady, I said, you know, I love Parking Wars. It's my favorite show. Now we're talking, I go, the machine's not working. And I've seen episodes where they claim they can't put the quarter in.
Right, right.
And then she's like, well, put money in. I've done that. No, put it in to see if it works or not. They put the nickel in just to prove that it doesn't work. It works. And then she writes the ticket.
Right.
Because they lied.
Sure.
So the lady says, yeah, somebody else said the same thing. Let me watch. I put my credit card in. It didn't work. She called it in.
Okay.
Then she said, I'm walking the opposite direction where we were going. And she was awesome. She truly was. You can follow me up there. And I'm thinking, that's three extra blocks.
Right.
You know, we're on a time schedule. And they had the big sign above, you know, log in, blah, 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 which I've used in Tampa numerous times.
Sure.
She's watching me do it. I put log everything in. I put the code for that area. She's watching me do it.
Okay.
Click it, pay, whatever. We then walk back past the car. I don't remember if Steve was still there, but I said to Steve, stay just in case somebody comes by. There's another meter person.
Your media, their meter.
Getting ready to write a ticket. I said, no, I just paid online, which I did.
Right.
She said, okay. We go inside. We're timing it. Everything is good. We come back. Guess what?
Ticket.
There's a ticket on the car. I'm so mad. I'm so mad. Now,
are you on the show? Are they filming?
They didn't film it. I didn't lose my mind yet. Yet. I didn't. I'm going to lose my mind at the restaurant for the fly. But I found out. I figured out what happened.
Okay.
It didn't ask. So I didn't think to change the license plate number. So I paid for parking for my car that's in St. Petersburg.
At the airport.
No. It's at the house. In a location by the Reading Terminal in Philadelphia.
For a rental car.
For a rental car.
Ah,
it didn't ask to change, sure. And she didn't. So I just didn't think. So I put a tweet out. I got had by the Philadelphia Parking Authority, tagged them.
Uh-huh.
Instantly, I get a message from them.
Okay.
You know, DM us the ticket, you know, the receipt, the whole nine yards. Right. So I send it to them, and I basically said, I understand now. I didn't change the plate. She didn't tell me to change the plate. Typical Philadelphia.
Tough luck.
You know what they did?
Nothing.
We'll cancel it this time. Now, on Parking Wars, they wouldn't cancel ever.
They canceled.
Right, they canceled it.
Wow.
How about that?
What?
So there
that's,
are.
That's the biggest story of the day.
There are some nice people in Philadelphia. It truly was awesome. Just to know that there are some good people in Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's a great show, though.
Oh, it's the best.
I love it. If it's really real, like, and people really lose their minds like that, like, it's truly entertaining.
Of course they do. I can't imagine. You come back, there's a ticket. Like, I was not happy. The part I forgot to say, to be honest, there wasn't either another meter person.
You should call yourself a meter.
I'm going to be a meter person from now on.
You have more power.
And he laughed, too. You know, when I said I got a ticket, but I paid for it. So I learned from Parking Wars to ask for the supervisor.
Okay.
Because, you know, then the supervisor comes in the big white van and stuff. And he laughed. He goes, he's going to tell you the same thing I did. Well, can he?
I'll wait for that.
I'll wait for that. So
he laughed like he used to work at the soup place with the
cheese? I think they were related there. All right. So a lot of stuff still to get to. I want to talk to you about the Troy Polamalu. I want to talk to you about Lad's coach. It's still something I want to talk about. We'll do that segment after next.
Okay.
We're going to hit a break when we come back. Bruce Leroy returns to the program. Alex Caceres in about 3 and 3. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Wade Boggs, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their premier gala, Tuxes and Tales, Enchanted Scotland, on October 23rd at the Tampa Convention Center. This black tie event will feature adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk. This event sells out very early each year, so make sure to purchase your tickets and sponsorships today. Become a sponsor or purchase tickets at TuxesTalesTampa.com.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsockofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsockofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsockofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsockofficial.com. That's odd, S-O-X, official.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Matt Millen down in Tampa. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
No comment on the spot.
It was an amazing spot.
It was pretty funny.
Official. I love it.
But it was
even
pretty
Rocky
funny.
Rocky Balboa.
No, the ending was hilarious. If you can't find a pair of odd socks, why do you have feet?
It's true.
Come on, it's hilarious.
It is hilarious.
All right, whatever.
And I like the way you threw in the Rocky Balboa for a second.
I don't know if you saw the photo. I took some of the Rocky Balboa socks from Odd Sock official, to the Rocky statue and took photos of holding the socks at my boy's statue.
Now, do you consider it vandalism to stand on the statue at 2:45 in the morning?
I didn't stand on the statue.
I saw people comment, vandals.
Well, you know who that was.
Who was that?
That was almost as big a Rocky Balboa fan as me. That would be Wes Sims, who we did the tour when we went to Reading, Pennsylvania for a charity event. I did not stand on the statue. I stood on the stanchion that held the statue.
Okay.
And it was funny, when we went during the day, there was like four people there. Every time I've gone, there's a line.
Yeah, always a line.
Four people. When we went back at 2:45, nobody.
Of course.
Greatest line ever. Greatest story ever I'm about to tell. And then we need to get to some of these stories. We really need to do some of the stuff. So we go see the Rocky Balboa statue, and then Steve wants to run up the steps. Right. So he starts to run up the steps, and I limber and walk and crawl and get up there before he does. I don't know how that happened. But so he gets up towards the top and he's filming video, and there's a person there, you know, just like there's a person at the Las Vegas sign. There's a person at the Rocky Balboa statue. Uh-huh. Why are they there?
Panhandling.
Exactly.
Okay.
So when I see this person, I know exactly what's going on. I haul butt.
Okay.
You know, I don't need, I understand.
Yeah, you know what they're doing.
So the guy goes to Steve, he goes, right here's where Rocky stood, right here, because there's a plaque.
Oh, okay.
And Steve's like, you know, I'm filming. He goes, yeah, right here's where Rocky stood. I'm homeless. Right here's where Rocky stood. Put it on camera. I'm homeless. So Steve does that, you know, and now he's standing there, and the guy takes a picture, and Steve goes, all right, I appreciate it. Thank you. And the guy goes, no problem. I'm homeless. And Steve goes, yeah, I heard you.
Well, he might not be homeless longer. It's reported that Tyson Fury is donating his 8 million pound purse from the Deontay Wilder trilogy to the homeless, to build homes for the homeless and to give it to the poor.
I believe he did something similar. I don't know if it was the whole thing or a good portion of it, after the first fight or during, you know, that period. I don't know when he decided it, but he went into Skid Row and, you know, went and talked to some people. And, you know, for those that don't know, I mean, you know, he was close to committing suicide. He was homeless. He was living that lifestyle.
Sure.
And, you know, many people, including Deontay Wilder, you know, talked him out of it, and we need you, and come on back. So I responded to a post on Twitter where Deontay is asking/demanding a fourth fight.
No.
And he defended what he did and how he did it after the fight when Tyson Fury went over and, you know, talked to him, and he basically, Deontay wanted no part of it. So I responded this way. I don't believe he deserves a fourth fight.
Okay.
But I want to see a fourth fight, a fifth fight, a sixth fight, because I'm not a boxing guy. I don't enjoy boxing. I don't know why. And it's, bare knuckle is totally different. You know, even though it is a form of boxing, it is more exciting, you know, to me. I can't watch boxing. I literally would rather.
But Tyson Fury cheated with the thinner glove, not enough padding. So they should use, like NASCAR, they have restrictor plates and everybody uses the same equipment.
Well, they do.
The gloves should be the same.
They do. And they're inspected.
And
these things get inspected.
And Deontay didn't get his golden gloves delivered. Like, it's sabotage, man. I'm telling you, we've got to see a fourth fight.
I'm okay with it because it was awesome. It was so much fun. I watched start to finish. It was a phenomenal, entertaining.
What if they do it bare knuckle next time? Then say, okay, you have a problem with their gloves, you have a problem with their gloves, just do it with no gloves.
They have commissions in there checking gloves. So I don't believe, but again, I'm naive.
Well, last time his suit was too heavy.
Well, that's on him.
Wearing 40 pounds of, like, battle gear.
I'm really curious who Mark Breland was rooting for. You know, because Mark Breland's the one who threw the towel in and then got fired. I think that if we were to ask Mark Breland, I wonder if he would respond the way that Heenan.
Bobby Heenan?
No, the
the wrestler?
Well, the wrestling advocate, you know, who was with Brock Lesnar. And then when Brock disappeared, then he became the Roman Reigns manager, advocate, whatever. Well, they wrestle tomorrow night.
Oh, nice.
Crown Jewel, I think it's called. And you know what Heyman said?
No.
I'm with Roman Reigns, but I'll leave with the winner.
I'll be honest. I never look at Brock Lesnar the same after the Undertaker choke slammed him. That's a big boy to get choke slammed.
Okay.
maybe I could be the heavyweight champ of the UFC.
All right, let's get to one of the big stories, and that's what happened Saturday night with Lad's coach.
Okay.
And if people are upset at what, and I didn't know this, I was told that they're dating. I don't know if that's true.
Okay.
But that's what I was told. I don't think that makes it worse or makes it better or whatever. I had zero issues with anything that was said. Now, I'll be honest, when I rewatched, re-listened, and reread, I didn't know the slang term for broad.
Okay.
And so in today's world, yes, you couldn't, shouldn't, wouldn't, you know, whatever. Because everybody's worried about words. And just because somebody says it's for this reason, that's the reason for it. I didn't have a problem with him getting in her face. I didn't have a problem saying, what are you doing?
Right.
Using the F word, any of that stuff. This is your trainer.
Right.
This is somebody that you've trained with, that you've worked with. So what I'm getting at is if people were upset at the way he talked to her,
right.
I wonder if they'd be okay with the way I talk to you.
Oh, no, absolutely not. There's letters and like complaints with the FCC.
Well, it's not with the FCC.
On my behalf.
No, there's not. Now, there might be in with, what's it called, HR, but not with the FCC.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't.
I'm a victim.
Well, you are a victim, but you deserve it.
Well, I'm a deserving.
Give me that bat for a second.
I'm a deserving victim.
Well, you are.
Yes. Now, look, when you go into a cornering situation, that means you've been in this person's life for at least a fight camp, if not their entire career. They have a relationship built on trust, and it's built on there's a relationship there that's deeper than anything. So I think there's absolutely no reason for any from the outside of the camp to ever scrutinize what happens during the middle of a fight in the corner, outside the corner, in the locker room, after the fight, press conference, or otherwise, because that's a relationship that they have together. And just like you and I, like these people from the outside look at it a different way than the way you and I know it is. So,
well, but it's not fair to compare the two, because if you're watching what happened Saturday night, you know that they're the trainer. You know the fight.
There was a camera on me.
Can I finish?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Can I finish? You know the whole setup. In this case, people out in the real world don't know you, don't know what you say and how you act.
That's not true.
And so everything that is done to you is deserved.
Like if there was a camera on me at the Super Bowl, when I tried to sneak Steve Lenay in to the...
You're lying. You're lying. Just don't lie.
What do you mean I'm lying?
You didn't try to sneak Steve Lenay in.
I tried to sneak myself in.
You tried to sneak yourself in and said...
But I told him just to walk with us.
I don't know if I can say that one word. You tried to sneak in and basically said, to Steve Lenay.
No. You have to just act like and feel like you belong places. People won't ask for credentials if they feel like you already belong there.
And the reason you say that is, A, people don't know you and know how you say and what you say and all that stuff. And, B, you've never been to a Super Bowl before.
I almost went to that one. But
I think you the biggest ham and egger I've ever met, could sneak into the White House.
I have.
Easier. Well, I just walked in through the front door. I didn't sneak in. And I may be going back in a couple of weeks. It's easier to get into the White House than it is the Super Bowl.
I beg to differ.
You didn't get in the Super Bowl, so see, now everybody knows why I treat this. Oh my goodness. Thoughts and prayers go out to Dick Vitale.
Yes.
I didn't realize he had cancer before, but it has come back. He's going to start chemo. He's a good man.
Dickie V, local Sarasota guy, big Rays supporter. Sorry.
I don't hold that against him.
I know. We still like
him. I try to. He did a liner for me many, 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 many years ago. And he didn't want to do it at first. He's like, no, I don't. You know, it's going to be... I'm on a Christian radio station. What can I do with it? He goes, okay, I'll do it. Did you see what Troy Polamalu did?
No, I did not.
So Troy is walking off the field. The Steelers played the Seahawks. And I guess somebody yelled to him. He was carrying a terrible towel.
Okay.
So I guess somebody yelled to him asking for the towel. Hopefully, when he threw it, it was a whole lot softer than when Queen's drummer threw the sticks at me. Right. But that's another story.
Right.
Troy made him give him his Seattle Seahawk jersey in exchange for the terrible towel.
That's a pretty good trade.
You think?
I mean, it's sentimental. I mean, if you like the fact that it came from a superstar and an athlete that you... You
know, a terrible towel?
From Troy Polamalu. And it gets a story like this where it goes viral?
Maybe a bottle of shampoo, maybe. But I don't know about, you know, the towel. But now, all sorts of thoughts and theories on why he wanted the jersey. I would have thought you could have found, even though he yelled it, you could have found a Pittsburgh Steeler fan who was wearing a Steeler jersey and given it to them.
They wanted to convert him. It's about converting. Like, okay,
yeah.
You're a Seahawk fan. I'm going to convert you over. Make you a Steeler fan.
You might not be a true Seahawk fan if a terrible towel.
Has Seattle ever had a loyal Seahawk fan?
Absolutely.
Who's a loyal Seahawk fan?
You
don't see them anywhere.
Chiesa?
Who?
Mike Chiesa?
You don't ever see... No, he's a Buck fan because of his uncle.
He lives in Washington.
I know he lives there, but he's a Buck fan.
He is a Seahawk fan, too. He just unfollowed me, too.
Maybe now I know why.
Now he's not a fan of mine.
Maybe you should trade him a jersey. What would you trade? Like, is there anything that you would trade, like a sports memorabilia? If like Michael Jordan was walking off the court and he's going to give you his shoes, what piece of memorabilia would you trade him equal for that?
Your contract?
No.
It's not equal, but I would definitely do it.
Well, mine's priceless. Like, you should get more than shoes.
You know, obviously, back in the day, a pair of game-worn Michael Jordan Bobos sneakers, you know, are sentimental. Yes, they're valuable, like Jesus' sandals that we've talked about in the past.
Right.
But I don't know. A thank you?
What do I have to do to get one of those Philly jerseys you were giving away yesterday?
I don't even like you.
Well, it's not about me. It's about who I can re-gift it to.
Well, that's like everything.
Christmas is coming up, and I don't want to spend any money.
There you go. All right. Perfect timing. It's break time. Let's hit a break, then we'll come back for our final segment of Hour 1. Hour 2, one of the original, and I think Sister Hazel all has original members. You know, we were talking about some bands, some that were coming to Ruth Eckerd Hall. I think one was Little River Band, yet they're all from Kansas.
Right.
The Little River Band is from Australia, or that area, in case it was New Zealand, or the Isle of Man, which is where one of my favorite groups, the Bee Gees, are from.
Oh.
But... Little River Band is now, all their guys, I guess, are from Kansas. So right around the corner, Drew Copeland from Gainesville, have a little ties. Sister Hazel, next hour. When we come back, I'm sure Matt will bore us with something, and we'll talk about Andre Orlovsky, Marcus Davis, Chuck Liddell, and a few other things. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sergeant.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Boomer Esiason, and you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris, so stay right there.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
What's up, guys? You're listening to Knockout Radio. This is the Russian Hammer. Choo choo, motherfuckers.
All right. I stand corrected.
What's
that? Well, I've always said, and we even talked before we went on the show today, about how little you bring to the show.
It's true.
You have brought some really good liners.
I have brought liners.
Yes. So
that's what I do.
So you have moved ahead of that rock that's outside the house with the hidden key in it. So just barely, but you have moved ahead of that. Marcus Davis, I don't know if you saw this. So he was scheduled to fight in Rhode Island.
Okay.
And the state commission would not sanction him.
Because they haven't fought long enough?
Well, because he's up in age and all of that kind of stuff. Sure. So you know what the promoter did? We're moving it to Massachusetts.
Okay.
So they moved it, and I believe it's the 19th of November. Marcus Davis returns to a fight. I don't know if it's a cage, a ring, a mat. Marcus will be on next week, and we'll talk about it.
Wow.
I'm sure he'll talk about some other things as well.
Okay.
If you remember Marcus Davis and his stories are almost as good as mine.
Oh.
His stories are better than mine.
Okay.
That definitely goes without saying. Chuck Liddell, the Chuck Liddell story.
Yes.
So people jumped to conclusions.
And let's set the template. I mean, that week, John Jones had just come off International Fight Week where he was arrested for domestic battery in Las Vegas. Violent Bob Ross was released from the UFC the same week for a domestic situation where he allegedly beat up two women with closed fist and was released. And then during that same week, Chuck Liddell was arrested for domestic violence against his wife. And the story you now have to tell is?
Well, I don't have a story to tell because Chuck's told the story. You know, he put a statement out. I reached out to him. You know, and I hate that he said, she said, and there was a person who has since passed away, you know, would always say, you know, I have intel, I have inside, I have this, I have that. And I try to hold all that stuff back. You know, it's out of respect for all the people that I do know who trust me with stuff and whatever. But I spoke to Chuck hours, you know, after the incident.
Uh-huh.
I spoke to a very good mutual friend. So I knew what happened. I've known what's has been going on.
Right.
A lot of people don't, and like everything in the media, as soon as you get a story, you run with it.
Of course.
Oh, Chuck Liddell abused this, that, the other, blah, 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 blah. Then when Chuck was bailed out, and then as some of the truth has come out, more will continue to come out. I saw a post the other day about, although the media that put those posts up, is anybody going to issue a retraction? Is anybody going to issue an apology?
Oh.
Because they dumped on Chuck right away.
Of course.
And
he's a boxer, he's a MMA guy, he's a brute, he's a, you know, of course it always goes to the fact that this is what they do for a career, makes them an animal in the street.
Now, one thing has nothing to do with the other. We don't know what happens behind closed doors. We don't know, we don't know, we don't know. But I want to say this much about Chuck Liddell real quick. He is one of the nicest, genuine, loyal people I've ever met. And I won't talk about everything him and I talked about, but basically, you know, he said, people who know me.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a shame. It's sad.
And you're right about the media part. I mean, that's why a lot of media people like, you know, that's why meter and media people like yourself are often, you know, they get treated a certain way by athletes because they just don't know who to trust.
Right.
And until they actually know your reputation, they know that Randy Harris.
Well, it's not about me.
But you have a reputation where they give you the story, the real story, because they know you're not going to run and publish it publicly. And that says a lot about your character. It says a lot about why they're in your life personally and professionally, you know, outside of everything else. So, and that's why when Alex Caceres comes up, we'll talk about Brooklyn. I was just at the Barclays Center last you know, Saturday for the boxing fight. And the last time we were there, you were standing in a place when a door was being banged on, and you having a military background and just like, you know, courtesy and respect and saying, look, that's not my job to open that door. It's not my building. It's not my job. It's not my role. So
obviously you're talking about when Connor came in and he threw the dolly.
And when
I wouldn't have opened the door for you.
Right. Well, you saw me through the hole and you still didn't open the door for me.
Well, I was watching you. It was so funny. You banged on the studio door, I opened it, and you couldn't see through, you know, we kind of have a
bulletproof glass.
Well, no, it's two doors to kind of block out sound and such. So I can see out, but you couldn't see in. It's kind of like the glass windows that you've seen numerous times in police stations. And you couldn't tell that I was looking at you.
That's true.
And I was watching you for a good, I don't know,
but 5 minutes. If you had a different set of standards, you would open that door and Connor would have come through and that would have been on your shoulders.
Yep. On my watch.
And then Alex was there. I mean, that whole night, that whole weekend was a crazy weekend.
Big ups to Travis Thompson, who hung out with us a little bit, did the show last Wednesday.
Love that guy.
At least I could hear him where I couldn't hear you. And then on Thursday, he came, hung out with us when we had some scrapple. He went to the gravesite, you know, where we where Adrian and Paulie have been supposedly buried.
And I think his new fight shirt, his walkout shirt, is from the penitentiary where you guys went, right? Didn't you guys go to some haunted house?
We did go to Eastern State Penitentiary. It was kind of cool. It was a fun night. A little upsetting about a few things, but
really,
you know, just poor planning. Okay. You know, I try to use every minute of my time.
Sure.
So all I've ever said from day one, and I already know what people think about me and whatever, it is what
you
it
don't
is.
Know everything. I mean, I don't always post it.
I pretty much do.
I'm kidding.
So let's just say it. Let's say a restaurant has. Well, Burns. We'll use Burns as an example because they have that dessert room and whatever.
Wonderful place.
So if they open at 6, wouldn't you assume the dessert room opens at 6?
No.
Unless there's a sign that says restaurant opens 6 to 2, dessert room open 8 to midnight.
Four. Right, of course, because it's after dinner, so it's after the... So you.
That wasn't the case at the Haunted House. The Haunted House was cool,
okay.
You know, but we only did a couple of them because... We were under the impression everything was open at said time, and we were there as soon as it opened. The main thing I wanted to do, and I've seen it before, was I wanted to see Al Capone's cell again. It's just kind of cool.
Sure.
You needed a VIP, which we had. So we did the two houses, then we went to go, and it was blocked. Well, it's not open yet. Sign says open at 7. It's now 7:45. So we stood there for about a half an hour, where we could have hit another house or two. All I've ever said is communication.
Sure.
You know, we're separate, staggered openings, which would have been fine. So then we stand there like clowns. We wait. We kill 35, 40 minutes. Then they open that. We start to walk to Al Capone's cell. Stop. That's not open. What do you mean it's not open? Well, this area is open. So we walked into that area. There was nothing there.
Oh,
nothing. So we killed about an hour where we could have hit other houses. But it was fun. I mean, it was cool. It was different. I do have a question for you in the final couple minutes of hour number one.
Yeah.
So we went to the house that my mom grew up in, my grandparents' house.
Okay.
And I'm going to assume they were the owners because they were sitting in the front yard, didn't understand English. And I was trying to think of a polite way to tell them to get off the grass so I can take a photo. Would that have been bad?
Nah.
See, I thought that.
You're only there once.
Yeah, Steve said it's their house. They probably don't want to move, but...
I mean, you don't know if they own it. It could be renters.
They could be renting.
They could be homeless.
Right. Well, I mean, they were squatting in the front yard.
I'll tell you what. If you are homeless and you need a house, the best
not place even to a get, house, just some money for a hotel.
The best place to get it would be to camp out at the Rocky statue, because Tyson Fury's giving away his whole pot, and like, where else would he recruit homeless people from than the Rocky statue?
I doubt that's where he's.
That's
going.
A great place. I'm lining up.
There's not a great place. No, there's three or four homeless people there. They're going to get mansions if that's what he's going to do.
I'm going to be number five.
No, you are, and you don't know it.
Yeah, that's true.
You certainly don't realize it yet. Washington State, did you see that?
No.
Fired head coach and all his assistants.
Why?
Refusing to get vaccinated.
Ah, man, the airports are crazy right now. Like, lines around Denver Airport. It's crazy because the Southwest Airlines, they walked out. A lot of pilots and people are just not showing up.
Oh, I'm glad I just bought a gift certificate for Southwest Airlines.
You're going to be asked to fly the plane.
Oh my god!
You're going to have to like load your own bags. I mean, it's going to get crazy.
Well, that was a bad move. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, well, that's why they did that promotion. Like, go to Hawaii for free.
Yeah, you're right. We'll get halfway up to on the way to Hawaii, and they're going to say, "Who wants to fly?" And I'm out. You know, and then they're going to parachute out.
It's getting crazy out there, and I guess the mandates are coming down. Like, a buddy of mine just got word yesterday, his career is over December 8th unless he gets vaccinated. This guy's a military contractor, so it's going to hit all different sectors, all people. It's going to get nuts.
Don't get political.
I mean, I couldn't even get into Barclays Center like without right. the vaccine, without the vaccine card.
But I thought you finagled your way in.
I always finagle my way in.
Ain't that the truth?
I would have made it to the Super Bowl if you wouldn't have lost your mind in the parking lot.
Oh, that's not true.
You created so much commotion.
That's not true.
They're like, who's that meter guy going nuts over there?
That's not true. I did cause a commotion in the parking lot. I was thinking of a way to break your windows so I can steal the car since you're going to finagle your way in.
If we weren't at sea level, you would have buried me in the parking lot.
I still may.
There's 6 feet. You would have been in a pool of water.
That's fine.
Actually, speaking of buried, the Brian Landry search has turned up 5 missing people bodies as people were searching for this manhunt.
And they found, I guess, some items of his.
They did today, yeah.
So,
or yesterday.
I'd be surprised. I mean, they're going to find him, but, you know, I would think that he's trying to get out somehow. I knew people who were going to help somebody swim from Windsor to Detroit. So I wonder if he's going to try to swim from Detroit to Windsor.
Or Cuba.
Well, yeah, getting to Canada isn't going to be very helpful. Cuba, you know, might be.
If you have a Vax card, they're going to turn them around right at the border.
They're going to have divers down there. Let me see your card. All right, 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. Some cool stuff still ahead. Drew Copeland from Sister Hazel. Julian Lane, your main event at BKFC. What number?
This is a fight night number 2.
Oh, it's fight night. You're right. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. Be back after the top of the hour.
She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.